I also wanted to speak briefly about the genesis of two poems that relate to jazz, because I don't know what is said in the reading of the poem to make that clear. The poem Bassline comes from a response to reading the memoir by Milt Hinton, which is also called Bassline, in which he talks about witnessing the aftermath of a lynching in Mississippi when he was about 7 years old. And he talked about how that memory was burned into his mind. And I just pictured him playing the bass and that big instrument and that big trauma and those things, how they related to each other. And I was pleased that I wasn't in that poem, that there's no first-person pronoun. The other poem that is a tribute to a jazz musician is Coastal Bop, which is in response to listening to James Carter and some of his wild, kind of really free-ranging, out there improvisational pieces. And I just was trying to capture the wildness. I don't think I can read that poem in a way that captures the wildness the way I hear it in that music, but I was trying to just disrupt the sense of syntax and what things mean, and to push words out of meaning completely, then bring them back a little bit, which is what Carter sometimes does in his solos.